Back home now, and the Queensland government's being pressured to impose new mine rehabilitation laws on the Adani coal mine. Environmental lawyers and activists want the Carmichael mine project subject to strict new rehabilitation provisions. The mine was proposed before the new laws were in place, and since then, the company's significantly altered what it intends doing. George Roberts reports.
Adani's Carmichael mine was meant to be the biggest coal operation in Australia, but it's now going ahead with a mine half the size it intended. Rick Humphries is from the environmental group Lock the Gate.
In 2016, they basically presented to the government their preferred cheapest option, which was to leave six very large unrehabilitated voids covering 3,300 hectares or thereabouts. So that basically passes land onto the Queensland taxpayer, which is completely useless into the future.
The Queensland government has since changed laws to force companies to better rehabilitate the land. Those stricter environmental requirements have been applied to a proposed mine that neighbours Adani's, known as China Stone. Rick Humphries again.
Well, I think there's a broad public expectation that all mine land will be returned to a condition that will be able to be used for a post-mining land use after they've finished mining. Companies should not be allowed to leave a mess.
Joe Bragg is from the Queensland Environmental Defenders Office, a group of lawyers who take on environmental cases.
The key issue here relates to Adani Carmichael's proposed massive void that they, you know, are planning to leave on the Adani Carmichael mine site. A crucial question is whether new mining legislation that wouldn't allow voids to be left could or should apply to the Adani Carmichael mine.
And what's your reading of it as a lawyer?
Under the Environmental Protection Act, when a mining company is proposing a substantially different mining project than what's originally assessed, then yes, it's possible for the department to require changes to the environmental authority, and you know that could be a pathway to changing the environmental authority conditions.
The State Environment Minister Leanne Enoch wasn't available for interview, but in a statement says,
"The amendments are not retrospective and do not change the activities that are authorised under Adani's existing environmental authority that was issued prior to the new Amendment Act."
But she does concede her department has the power to make Adani comply with the new rehabilitation regime, saying,
"The provisions that allow the department to initiate amendment of the environmental authority conditions are existing provisions that have been in the Act for some years."
In another statement, a spokeswoman for Adani says,
"Like every other miner, we are subject to and will work within the relevant legislation."
Rick Humphries again.
Now, we believe that the old conditions applied to Adani in 2016 are now redundant. The government should review those conditions and upgrade them.
That's Lock the Gate campaigner Rick Humphries speaking there with reporter George Roberts.